This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Moscow on Sunday recorded the worst daily coronavirus death toll so far for a Russian city as countries across the Asia-Pacific region extended or reimposed restrictions to tackle fresh waves of infections. The pandemic has now killed close to 4 million people across the world, but vaccination drives have brought down infection numbers in many wealthy countries, though the Delta strain of the virus remains a concern. The variant is now in 85 countries and is the most contagious of any COVID-19 strain identified, according to the World Health Organization. Still, in much of Europe and the United States, curbs on daily life are easing as vaccination programs bear fruit, although Russia is grappling with a deadly third wave. The Russian capital on Sunday recorded 144 deaths in the last 24 hours, a day after St. Petersburg set the previous highest figure. Russia as a whole has seen an explosion of new infections since mid-June, driven by the Delta variant. The dramatic rise in cases comes as officials in Moscow are pushing vaccine-skeptical Russians to get inoculated after lifting most antivirus restrictions late last year. The Delta variant is also feeding fresh outbreaks in Southeast Asia and Australia, where authorities have brought back or prolonged restrictions. More than 5 million Sydney residents endured their first full day of a two-week lockdown Sunday to contain an outbreak of the strain. Thailand will, from Monday, reimpose restrictions on restaurants, construction sites, and gatherings in the capital, Bangkok, as it tries to contain a wave of infections. And in neighboring Malaysia, the prime minister announced that a nationwide lockdown in place for about a month already will continue, with no date given for the lifting of restrictions. This is VOA News. Sensitive defense documents containing details about the British military have reportedly been found at a bus stop in Britain. The BBC reported Sunday the papers included plans for a possible UK military presence in Afghanistan. They also included discussion about the potential Russian reaction to the British warship HMS Defender's travel through waters off the Crimea coast last week. The broadcaster said a member of the public who wanted to remain unnamed contacted it when they found the documents Tuesday in a soggy heap behind a bus stop in Kent, southeast of London. The Ministry of Defense said an employee had reported the loss of the documents last week and an investigation has been launched. Australia urged Samoa's political parties on Saturday to work together to form a government after a top court in the Pacific nation dealt a blow to a prime minister who has refused to accept an election defeat by saying there was no legal reason to delay convening parliament. The island's politics descended into chaos after Samoa's China-friendly prime minister refused to give way after losing a parliamentary election in April that would have ended 22 years in power. But Samoa's ceremonial head of state backed the loser by blocking parliament from swearing in the newly elected lawmakers and frustrating plans to confirm a new government despite a number of judicial rulings. Samoa's Court of Appeal clarified this week that convening a parliament is mandatory under the country's constitution, overriding the objections. Officials don't know what caused a Florida beachside condo tower to suddenly collapse, but experts are closely examining a 2018 report that identified numerous issues with the building, including major structural damage to a concrete slab below the pool deck that needed to be extensively repaired. The report was among a series of documents released by the city of Surfside, Florida. Rescuers continue to dig through the rubble in an effort to find any of the more than 150 people who remain unaccounted for after the collapse. While the engineering report did not warn of imminent danger from the damage, it did note the need for costly repairs to fix the issues. And the first cruise ship to leave a U.S. port since the coronavirus pandemic brought the industry to a 15-month standstill has sailed away. Celebrity Edge departed from Fort Lauderdale, Florida, Saturday, with a number of passengers limited to just 40% capacity and virtually all passengers vaccinated against COVID-19. Celebrity Cruises says the ship meets the health requirements from the U.S. Centers for Disease and Control Prevention that at least 95% of travelers be fully vaccinated. Find more at voanews.com. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.